That's the one I spoke of now. My mother's mother, I knew her too. She was a Hutchinson. They come from Wilkes here.
And as far as you know, she was born there in
as far as I know.
Wilkes County. Did you ever talk about your earlier ancestors? Do you know where they were? You know where, if they came from England or from Scotland or Ireland?
My mother on my father's side was supposed to come from Ireland. They was kin to the Donnellys.
Now that's the sort of thing I was interested in. How about on the other side?
I couldn't say on the other side, the Blevins side. I just couldn't say that.
What was the school like? You told me there were 50 or 60 children there. What kinds of things? Remember what kinds of things you did in school?
Well, we didn't do much. The biggest part of it was studying. But of course, we had recess between 8 and 12. But it's different. I'd say altogether different to what we have in schools now. We had from the first grade till the fifth. One man taught them all.
And they were all going out at once.
That's right. We'd call it maybe a class of the first grade, and maybe a class of the seventh, and maybe next be a class of the eighth grade. One man told them all.
Now you said the fifth grade was the
last grade.
Yeah. How old were you when you started school?
Well, I was 6 years old.
And where was the school in relation to your farm?
Well, when I first started the school, it was down in this direction, I'd say east of here, about 2 miles. I walked about 2 miles. But then later, it was built right down here at the forks of this road here, and I only had to walk about a half mile.
I see, that was better. How old's your wife?
71.
And where was she born?
She was born in the valley here, down about a half a mile from here. East of here instead of west.
And what about her education?
She never went to school much.
And where were her parents born?
Her parents was raised in the valley.
And you know where they came from earlier?
No, sir, I couldn't say.
Her grandmother's from North Carolina. I think they come from North Carolina.
I'd say if I was going to make a guess at it, grandmother come from North Carolina.
Okay, that's fine. What kinds of work did now? Almost all the people in the valley were farmers. Is that?
That's right.
How about the stores and things? Were there? How much of your shopping could you do right here?
Well, we about all that we bought is here at our store. But you take back in those days about sugar, when it comes to our eats, table use was salt and sugar and coffee is about all people bought in those days.
And then about everything else you...
That's right. We had people canned and preserved, made apple butters.
Raise their meat.
Did you have freezer meat then when you were a boy?
No.
No, there was not using... Did you used to keep anything with... with ice?
No. Not a boy.
How did you keep your milk cold?
In spring, we had a big box. Spring water run into that through that box through these crocks all the time. We put it in crocks.
What did you call that box?
Milk box.
Okay. Did anybody ever have kind of a little building built over the spring?
Everybody mostly did.
Was that where the milk box worked?
That was a milk house. And boxes made in the center of it so you could walk on each side of it.